our morning show get together today, we put the focus on the AD German warehouse, and we talk about some of the events going on here late summer. We're getting into almost early fall for some of the things going on. And joining us today, Jane Kintz and Tim Aber, who is going to be talking a little bit about Friday night in downtown Richland Center. First of all, Jane, here we go again. Late summer. How have things been going?
They've been going really well, Phil, at the warehouse, especially on the third floor, you know, my favorite place where we do art.
You stayed busy this summer, haven't you?
Yeah. Keeps me off the street, Phil. It's like I'm too busy, you know, with other things.
What do you have going on there in terms of upcoming events for the art floor there?
Well, Wednesday nights from 6 till 8, we have open studio. So anybody who has an art project that, if you're like me, I like to work with people. So I feel like I'm back in Ken Beatty's art class, you know, just being able to shoot the breeze with people and get ideas, you know, working with people, talking about ideas and what to do next with a project and all that kind of thing. So if you're that kind of person and you just like to come and even just chat it up, bring your art project and come at 6 o'clock. At 6:15, the doors will shut though, because we go up to the third floor, and we have 4,000 square feet for you to sit on the couches and relax and work on a project, or at our tables. And we have a few pieces of equipment, but bring your supplies and you can work on your projects, and we'll have a good time until 8 o'clock. We just ask that you make a donation of $5, you know, help with electricity.
I'm curious, do you feel inspired when you're in that building?
Yes, very much. Yeah, it has a good vibe.
Do other people tell you that too?
Yes. And Tim gives tours. And Tim, what do they say to you when some people say to you on third floor?
Well, I would say to your question, Phil, like the Frank Lloyd Wright design building has like a gravitational pull. And I really believe that. Maybe I didn't believe it at first, because I was just going to, my wife and I, Barb, moved out here 10 years ago and wanted to get connected to the community. And that's how we got connected to the warehouse. That was the intent, was just to be a little connected. But it just doesn't work that way. And so the gravitational pull, I'm retired, but I swear this is almost a full-time job. And I love it. And the other board members work as hard or harder than I do. But it's very inspirational to be in that building. And so I do some carpentry inside, and I do have to pinch myself because I'm working on a Frank Lloyd Wright building, which is crazy. And when folks come through, I mean, just did some tours yesterday, these people from South Carolina, they're traveling across the country to see Frank Lloyd Wright buildings. And they stop in to see us, spent an hour and a half with us, had a great time. And we get calls every week or email requests for people from out of town that want to do a private tour. So one thing I would say, Phil, is we do have public tours on Sundays from 11 to 3. And we'll do private tours whenever anybody wants to do them. So all we ask is just a little bit advance notice, but we're happy to walk people around the building. And that inspires us, because we pathetically need affirmation all the time. And these people come through and they just, you know, they literally pat us on the back. This is really good work, and it's great to preserve this building. It's a really important asset to this community. And we live here, and it's just too easy to take it for granted. But that's what's great about giving tours or having people come into the art studio that haven't been there before. It's a recognition that the building is an asset to the community, a very valuable asset. So we're thrilled to work on it. It's an effort, but we're at the moment happy to do it.
What's the most common question you get on tour, or is there a theme?
Yeah, a lot of folks that tour are real hardcore Frank Lloyd Wright fans. So they know more about Frank Lloyd Wright than I do, which is fine. But they want to know about the building in particular, because this building is unique. If Wright has 300 properties that he designed in the U.S. and abroad, this is the only warehouse. So the questions come like, what inspired him to do a warehouse, and what was he experimenting with? Because when you walk through this building, you see things that appear in future buildings that he designed. So it's a lot about the building, because people know a lot about Frank Lloyd Wright as a rule when they're visiting.
Did you know a lot about Frank Lloyd Wright before you moved to Richardson?
I certainly knew of him, and I've always liked his architecture. But to be honest, I mean, this is a question, too, that comes up, is we as a board, and I think I speak for the whole board, we like the Frank Lloyd Wright design. But this is really a community cultural and economic development program, and it's a means to an end. And what a means. I mean, it's thrilling to work on it, but really what we're after is getting a self-sustaining building financially that helps this community with culture and economic development.
I'm guessing there are some grants possibilities available.
That's a good guess. Yeah. There are grants. They're harder to come by, you know, these days, just because of the economy and just a reduction in some maybe government programs. But over the years, we literally have captured hundreds of thousands of dollars of grants. We're presently, as I know this has been discussed with you previously, Phil, we're working on the elevator is our next really fundraising project. And it's a sizable project. The last piece of the financing is a sizable grant. That's the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, $250,000 grant. We're working with the city. We're making progress, and I'm optimistic we can get to that point. That's going to help us get to Jane's third floor, our second floor, our rooftop, which really is the coup de grace for the building, right, is to get to the rooftop. So grants, we're constantly applying. We're getting some. We're losing some. But that's part of the process, is just chasing money.
Tell me about Friday nights, then. It's been kind of the cool hangout here.
Yeah, yeah. So so the segue would be we were given the building, as the Conservancy was given the building, which is great, but we still spent $1 million to make sure it was sealed because various problems with leaky roof and windows and so forth. So it took about 5 years to get through that process, which Jane and I and others know is kind of boring, especially from the public's perspective. But we had to seal the outside before we could go to the inside. So late 2024, we finished sealing the outside. And then we moved to the inside, which is where we started our lounge and our great room. And part of our mission really is to get people in that building, because understand it's alive, it's active, it's a cool place to be. So we do have Friday nights. Every Friday nights, with very limited exceptions, which sometimes we'll have a private event that will get in the way. But Friday nights, we have live music, we have food, we have beer, we have wine, we have soda. And it's just a great place to hang out. A combination of, if you want to listen to music, you can get right up next to that speaker and get your ears really vibrating. You want to have a quiet time talk, there's other places in the building, in the lounge or outside in our midway garden, where if you want to be away from the loud music and it's just sort of background music, we can do that as well.
You've had even a wedding in there this summer, I think.
We did. We did have a wedding, and it's not the first wedding we've had there, but we do rent space if somebody wants to do a party, a wedding reception, or whatever. We've had some events in there that are kind of signature events. We're really proud of that.
So that's another thing that people listening in the community maybe could book a time if they're looking for a venue?
Absolutely. And so easy way to contact is our website, which you'll find us at 80 German Warehouse. So there's a link there to inquire if you have any interest at all, and just finding out information, and that happens pretty frequently.
Jane, Friday night, that's where the cool kids hang out then, it sounds like, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're waiting for you to show up, Phil.
I'm not cool enough yet.
Well, you know, you could work on that.
Yeah, I work on that.
Yeah. If you show up, it makes you automatically cool.
Sure. But you've had some events there. You've had, did you have a class reunion there, or did I just dream that?
We had a class birthday party.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, so, of course, that was class of 73, and, you know, the tie-dye was out that night. And it was a lot of fun, of course. We always have fun at our class events. And, I mean, there have been a lot of, like, different birthday parties. People show up with cakes or, I mean, people just come and have a really nice time. The music is good. We're working on having different varieties of music, maybe some jazz, maybe some blues coming up. It's just a real, what do you want to say? Calm, nice.
It's the third space is what they call it, right? So homework and our space. So you hang out at the third space.
Yeah, it's just a real nice place to hang out and nice atmosphere.
Sure. And you and I grew up around here. Mm-hmm. It was always kind of this mysterious building back in the day because it wasn't open.
Right. Right. I went there with my dad when I was probably, I don't know, 10 or 12 years old to pick up rodeo stuff for the high school rodeo, like the poles and the barrels. Oh. And they were stored there. And so we got to go in and pick those things up. And that was the only time I was ever really in there, unlike the Meyer kids who used to sneak in. I didn't know them then, or I probably would have been with them. But, yeah, and, you know, it was just like, wow, what is this place, you know? But, yeah, so we have it open quite often on, you know, Friday nights, Sundays. By appointment, like Tim says, for tours, Wednesday nights for the open studios. Yeah.
Good to see. If you had a nickel for every time you saw somebody outside wandering around mm-hmm. and taking pictures, you know, probably would have it'd be all paid for it.
Well, yeah, I think so.
Tim, in terms of if money were no object, what would you like to see? What would the dream
Well, there's really two stages, Phil. Our elevator is next phase, and that gets us up and down to every floor. Then the next one after that, if money was no object, would be to finish off the rooftop. And we've had some artists, some architect renditions. We know what that's going to look like. I personally think that's probably 2 years away, so not that far. But step one is get the elevator to get up there, and then that rooftop. And when we do tours, some people want to go up to the rooftop just to look around. It's a stunning view, and it doesn't matter what time of year it is. Right now, you know, everything's green. It's verdant. You can see for miles and miles. It's like no place like this for an hour and a half. You have to go to Madison to get that kind of view, and then you've got the Driftless area to look at.
Got to be the tallest building in Richland Center, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So what a view it must be.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. And some things coming up this fall, Jane, you'd like to talk about.
Yeah. Well, we have some workshops, speaking of the third floor. We have some workshops coming up in August yet. Let's see, on the August 22nd and 23rd, a two-day workshop with Rick Ross. He's quite well-known. He's a cold wax artist. Fabulous artist. I've taken three of his workshops. I'm going to take this one also. Wonderful teacher. You make really cool stuff. And, you know, you can still sign up for that. There is a supply list that you'll want to be sure to, you know, sign up soon so you can get that supply list ordered also. And Sunday, August 30th, Joan Bailey, who's local, is doing an eco-printing on silk workshop. That's just one day, 9:30 to 3, and you'll leave with a few silk scarves that you'll make with natural things like leaves and fallish things, printing with dyes. Should I tell you a little bit about September?
Go ahead.
Okay, we have Mud Dog Floral, who is Amber Wanless, and she's doing floral arranging from 1 to 3 on September 13th. September 27th is C.J. Gilbert. She's coming back for her second class of Infinite Possibilities and from 9 to 4. And that's about manifesting good things for your life. And on October 11th, Kevin Ewing, who is our own David Ewing. There's so many David Ewings in town. But David Ewing, who works at the thrift shop, he's an artist. It's his brother. And Kevin Ewing is a wood carving artist extraordinaire. He lives at Rochester, Minnesota. He was here earlier this year and did a workshop, and he asked to come back again. So that's October 11th, and it's a full day. That will be the end of our workshops on the third floor because we have no heat. so until spring. And we already have some workshops lined up for next year. People are calling us now asking if they can take part, which is pretty cool.
Good problem to have.
It is.
I'm guessing people are asking you about if there's going to be a Halloween event. Has that decision been made yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Stay tuned for more, right?
Yeah, stay tuned.
That would be awesome. And Tim, you're wearing a really nice shirt that our radio audience can't see, but how can we get a hold of a shirt like that?
Well, you'll come to the warehouse, and we have a gift shop there, and we have the T-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, lots of stuff, and so that's available for purchase, you know, in our hours that were open, or if people wanted to make an appointment to come in, we'd be happy to do that as well.
Who did the design? Anybody know? It's basically a picture of the German warehouse.
The frieze, the signature part of the warehouse, which is the frieze.
Okay. Yep.
And that was before my time. I don't
know. It's an abstract design of the frieze that Brent at Pioneer Printing did.
Yeah.
For us. Mm-hmm.
Very stylish. So.
Well, yeah, you'd be looking good in it, Phil. You should come and get one or two.
Yeah.
So let us know about the music schedule, Tim, as well, because I know you're going to try to vary that through the fall.
Right. So we're just lining up. We're almost booked for every Friday for the rest of the calendar year. Offhand, I don't know the bands, but you can look on our website or you can look on our Facebook page and you'll find that whole schedule. We're doing, for the most part, classic rock kind of stuff. And then we have musicians that come from Viroqua, from Spring Green. They come locally. It's a great group, and a lot of them are repeat because they're fan favorites. One that comes to mind is Jay Hoffman, and he's got a nice following. And so check the schedule online, and we have them listed.
Then on the 31st is Jay Hoffman, and Christie's will provide the food. And also that night we'll have a few of the actors from The Murder Mystery, which happens the next day.
That's coming up.
So they come and cause a little commotion, if you know what I mean. And then Saturday, the following Saturday on August 22nd from 10 till 4, we are a clue stop for The Murder Mystery. So people will come by and we'll give them a little clue. And, you know, we'll have our little bar will be open, so if they'd like a beverage, you know, some pop or whatever, we're there for them. And also then on Sunday, on Saturday it's 10 to 4. On Sunday, the Murder Mystery Clue Stop is from 10 till 2. And then I guess after that, they'll announce who did it. Or who done it? Probably Glenn Dunn, right?
I would think so.
D-U-N-N. And but our tours are from 11 till 3 that same day. Anyway,
that's going on.
And the following Friday, I don't know who the music is. That would be the 28th. But we have Capella's food truck. So
things are hot and happening.
Takes care of August anyway.
So Jane puts away her paintings in the puts away her paint in the wintertime, Tim, but you still have music. You don't close down for the winter.
Right? That is correct, because on the first floor we do have heat, so we're happy to be open year-round.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for coming in today, you two.
I have one more thing.
Yes.
I have one more thing to mention. We have our featured artists, and through September 6th, we still have Rick and Shelley. Brother and sister Rick Momartz and Shelley Rowe. He has designed these fabulous pendants, just one of a kind, from metal, wood, stone, anything he sees in his mind, he makes. And his sister Shelley Rowe makes the beaded necklace part. And his mother, Georgia Momartz, makes these beautiful, huge colored pencil drawings that are on the walls at the warehouse on the first floor. You can purchase them on Friday nights, Sundays, or if you've seen something that you wish you would have purchased at the time when you were there but didn't, You can contact us and I can meet you there. And starting during our opening reception on September 11th, we will have a new artist, a new featured artist, Tom McMahon. He's local also. Fabulous portrait artist, oil on canvas. And he begins September 11th, like I said. His reception, opening reception, is 4:30 till 8 o'clock that night, Friday night. He gives an artist talk at 4:30. And so I hope everybody can come to that. Also, on September 19th, from 8 o'clock till 2 p.m., we have our annual antiques and vintage sale at the warehouse. So we are busy.
Yeah.
And we invite everybody to come to all our events. And they're unique events that you really can't go to anywhere else in town. And we'd love to have you come in and see what we're doing.
Oh, we're lucky to have you and have it being open and vibrant again. Thanks for coming in, you two.
Thank you.
You bet. Tim Hebert and also Jane Kintz joining us on this report from WRCO's Morning Show.